on Classic Rock Radio. This is That Radio Show with Pete and Sarah.
Graham Parker, hey Lord, don't ask me questions. 14 past 7, Pete.
Thanks, Eddie. We're here for Samuel Nardi, a property expert at Property AU, and we're talking to Andrew about health and fitness. Andrew, accidental author.
Good morning. We're talking about your health and fitness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pete, how is your diet going?
It's not a diet, Sarah.
Oh,
and
right.
Have a look at him. Stand up, Pete. Yeah. Look at him.
Oh.
The disappearing man.
So he's got the monochrome colours on today.
So we started on
dark colours.
Dark colours are good.
You look gorgeous. You really do.
You look amazing, darling.
So it was not even a couple of weeks ago we started, didn't we? We started on Health Point. We'd start on the
7th.
10 days.
About 10 days. And in 10 days, you've lost 3 kilos.
Get out of town.
3 kilos. No, but
no
way. What about this? 7 centimetres from round his,
what?
His Marty Gorelli.
Okay, sign me up. What are we doing?
I've got to say, Andrew, look, it's a bit of organisation to get the eating patterns right and the 90-minute thing to make sure you're eating. But it's a very pleasurable way of dieting because you're not hungry.
That's the main thing, isn't it?
That's the main thing.
That's the biggest a contradiction for a lot of people. They think, well, how can you eat more and lose weight? Does a lot of people's heads in.
Yeah.
And so what it is doing is actually retraining your body's metabolism. By eating more, it means your body's going, okay, well, I don't need to hang on to it because I'm getting enough. So it's easily able to use fat as an energy source, and then you lose weight. It's when you restrict and hot and you
starve yourself.
Diet. Yeah. Well, it is starve. That's what diets is, starvation, and your body goes into starvation mode, which means it hangs on. It hangs on to fat because that's your long term energy source.
Pete, in 10 days, do you feel more bouncy or what? Do you feel a bit flat?
I do feel better. And look, a couple of traps, like you have to be really organised. So a couple of days I haven't done all that well with it because I get really busy and I fall off the plan, if you like.
Did you say you have to eat every 90 minutes?
Not strictly, but the body would
that's
like
the goal.
To eat something
that's the
about
goal.
90
wow.
minutes.
Yeah, again, it's keeping the fire burning.
What are you eating?
I don't eat a lot. There's protein bars as well as meals. So there's snacks in between meals.
Right.
And
hang on, you're not looking like a rabbit eating carrot sticks.
No.
Real food. Real food. Good food.
And also, I had that day I went backwards eating peanuts.
Yeah.
Thinking they were all right.
Aren't peanuts good?
Well, they have protein in them, but they've also got carbohydrates, isn't it?
Yeah, you've got to look. The key to the program, and this is not just the program, this is life, is less of these processed sort of foods, breads, rice and pastas. They're the things that we use as staples, but obviously they're the things that...
Oh, my God. That's
potentially
the whole WOG bloody food.
That is.
Yeah. Food.
That is. It is. So it's just starting to retrain yourself about what foods is actually...
European,
going.
Sarah.
Yes. Well, I'm European, so
well,
I can say WOG.
I'm European. I'm a European as well. So we're full of... I think you're the only Aussie in the room, Pete, aren't you?
Well, I don't know how many generations I am.
Pete,
Aussie,
you should already be
Scottish from somewhere back.
To be Scottish. Yeah. That's not Scottish. That's Irish.
You should be having lots of potatoes in your life. Is that right? Is that what you've done in the past?
I've cut back some of them, but I have. And look, the other thing too is exercise. I have walked. I'm going to show you my nitwit stats.
Your what? I'm sorry.
What?
You're showing us your what?
His nitwit.
My nitwit stats. The stats on the steps. And
oh, he's
I have
got
done 10,000 steps most days.
Really?
I'm a bit sore after badminton on Thursdays.
Look at you,
I don't
Peter
put the effort
Armstrong.
In. Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
goodness. Walking yeah, but, and playing badminton and eating.
But I think
not
it's important. It's important to know that you said you've had a couple of days where you fell off the wagon or you weren't perfect and you're still getting. That's incredible.
We're
10 days
right.
to lose 7 centimetres from around your stomach and 3 kgs.
Peter, that's amazing.
And it's fun. It's easy to do. It's easy to conform if you're organised.
What about grog? No grog?
I've had one beer.
In 10 days.
Well, I didn't say that with Andrew here.
Yeah. Right, mate. You're in trouble now.
No, we just felt it was pretty hot one day.
Hang on, but what about...
Thanks, Eddie.
A day when you just go... You know, I have these days where I just go, you know, I need chips and chocolate. That's it. No, honestly, nothing could drag me away from chips and chocolate. I just have that craving.
I understand those days.
Yeah. What happens to you?
Well...
You go and eat a carrot stick.
No. Well,
I had some ice cream one day. I didn't like it. I stopped
really?
Eating it. Yep.
I don't know who you are anymore, Peter. I don't
he's
know.
Changing.
Who this man is.
He's changing.
I know.
Look,
this is amazing.
The thing is, you've got to resist. The most important thing is resisting what's normal. Because if you just go back to normal habits, you're going to continue to get the same results. So you've got to resist that and go, right, I feel like it, but no, I'm going to resist it. And you always feel better.
Look, afterwards. It's fantastic. Now, thanks to Samuel Nardi, property expert at Property AU. We'll be back soon.
7:19.
This is That Radio Show with Pete and Sarah.
Melbourne's classic rock radio.